On the 21st of July, 1972, the IRA unleashed its biggest ever day of bombing. It was known as Bloody Friday. By the summer of 1972, the troubles had been raging for 3 years. Somehow, normal life went on. Donny Osmond provided the soundtrack to the summer. There were only three TV channels.
You're watching BBC One Northern Ireland.
Full of industrial strikes, war, and political upheaval. Twelve-year-old Neil Reid was the youngest chart topper in history. Here, history had taken a darker turn. The IRA were at their peak. The introduction of internment and the bloodshed on Bloody Sunday had recruits flooding in. Unionists protested when Stormont was abolished in March. It seemed like a victory for a confident Republican movement. On the other side of the barricade, loyalist paramilitary groups were growing too. The UDA now had 40,000 members and dozens of sectarian murders to its name. The IRA had a new weapon, the car bomb. It was the perfect way to transport explosives. When it went off, it turned glass and metal into deadly shrapnel. The bombers could park wherever and whenever they liked.